This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio reported 87 coronavirus deaths on Tuesday, the third highest number in a single day since the pandemic began. A total of 4,506 people have died with COVID-19 in Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine says he did not question why his nominee for state health director last week abruptly turned down the offer. DeWine says his staffers did inform Dr. Joan Duvey before she accepted the job that armed protesters had demonstrated outside the home of her predecessor, Dr. Amy Acton. He says it must have taken some time for that information to sink in.
We were open with her, but, you know, she called that night. You all remember a press conference at 2:30 or something. I announced it, and, 7:30 or so, I was getting a call from my team and said that, you know, she had called and for personal reasons felt that she needed to withdraw. So I respect that.
DeWine says he's not aware of other state health director candidates declining the job for similar reasons and says he will find people to fill vacant positions. A Franklin County Common Pleas Court has ruled Secretary of State Frank LaRose has the power to order additional ballot drop boxes in each county prior to the November election. But State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports this isn't the end of the battle.
Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper says the ruling is a win for voters who don't want to mail their ballots and live far away from drop boxes at their county boards of elections. And Pepper says this paves the way for LaRose to allow more drop boxes immediately.
This is a box. This isn't sending a rocket to the moon. This isn't it's a box. In the primary, they set up boxes all over the state in that primary on a very short time frame.
But LaRose's office notes there's no injunction, so his order against more drop boxes is still in effect. Spokeswoman Maggie Sheehan says LaRose will appeal the ruling at the earliest possible opportunity. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Summit County residents are getting another chance to get rent, mortgage, and utility assistance. County Executive Eileen Shapiro will introduce legislation to council on Monday for a second round of Federal CARES Act funding of $5 million for rent and mortgage payments and $1 million for utility payments. Applications will open September 28th. So far, Summit County and United Way of Summit and Medina have helped nearly 3,000 individuals and families. Cuyahoga County prosecutors have filed a motion to charge two teens as adults in the fatal shooting of a Cleveland police detective and a police informant. The 15 and 17-year-olds are facing aggravated murder charges in juvenile court. They, along with 18-year-old David McDaniel, are accused of shooting Detective James Skernovitz and Scott Dingus during a robbery attempt. Skernovitz and Dingus were working undercover on a drug case. Global paint maker Sherwin-Williams is pushing back plans for its new world headquarters in downtown Cleveland and a research complex in Brecksville. Cleveland.com reports the company's original construction completion date of 2023 is now 2024 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Sherwin-Williams, however, reaffirmed that the $600 million investment announced in February is still on. Federal regulators are investigating Akron-based First Energy's role in a $60 million bribery scheme to pass last year's nuclear bailout bill. Cleveland.com reports that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Public Finance Abuse Unit is handling the regulatory investigation. The probe came to light as part of a lawsuit filed by First Energy against a former employee. The FBI in July released an 80-page affidavit detailing corruption and racketeering allegations against former Republican House Speaker Larry Householder and four associates to pass that $1 billion ratepayer bailout of Ohio's two nuclear power plants owned by First Energy. The annual state report cards on Ohio's school districts and buildings are out, and they're missing a few key elements this time. State House correspondent Karen Kassler says there are no letter grades for either districts or buildings.
There are also no grades on individual performance measures and no information on student academic growth or on achievement gaps between groups. State School Superintendent Paula DeMaria says that's because federal and state tests were suspended after schools were shut in mid-March.
Fundamental data that's included in state report cards is based on those assessments that are taken at the end of the year. So without that, the legislature directed us to include only those things for which we had data, and that's not very much.
The report cards do show a half a point move up in the statewide graduation rate and more students meeting the prepared for success measure, such as scoring well on college entrance exams, earning honors diplomas, or securing industry recognized credentials. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.
Former Ohio students of the defunct ITT Technical Institute will get nearly $21 million as part of a nationwide settlement. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost's office announced the settlement Tuesday with Peaks Trust, a private loan program run by the failed for-profit college. ITT Tech unexpectedly shut down in the middle of the school year in 2016, leaving some 3,000 Ohio students on the hook for thousands in student loans. The state of Ohio is announcing a program to help people who've lost their job during the pandemic. It's called Ohio to Work. It's a collaboration among employers, the governor's office, and Jobs Ohio, the state's private economic development agency. The program provides job coaches to help those who are unemployed get retrained in a new career. At least 100 private school students who attended a party are being told to self-report they were there or risk expulsion. The Beacon Journal reports Walsh Jesuit High School in Cuyahoga Falls found out about the party at a student's home from tips from families and students. A letter to the community said students who were at the party need to stay home for the next 2 weeks and attend school virtually. This is WKSU.